Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder," and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. It was also said, "Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce." But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn." But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. You have heard that it was said, "An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Doug Spittle from First Trinity Lutheran Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
You shall be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. We like to congratulate ourselves on our relative goodness. We would like for people to recount how good we were at our funerals. Sometimes parents brag that their children aren't on drugs or in prison. That bar is set pretty low. We hear the commandments and are tempted to tick them off like a laundry list. Well, I haven't assassinated anyone, and I haven't cheated on my wife. I might be divorced, but who isn't these days? I only retaliate against people who deserve it. I try to be nice to people, and on and on. And then Jesus goes and gets all radical on us. He says, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." And again, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And again, I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. And again, let your yes be yes and your no, no, for whatever is more than that is from the evil one. And again, whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. And on top of it all, you have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Jesus won't give us a break. He just won't let us go. Jesus tears down whatever false notions we have in which we place our trust. He won't allow us to be gods unto ourselves in which we can place all of our fear, love, and trust. Jesus puts us in a place where we must look outside of ourselves for help and salvation. Then Jesus makes the most radical statement of all, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. At the end of all these impossibly difficult demands, Jesus identifies us with himself. Jesus shows us plainly that we have not and cannot live up to the perfection that is demanded of us, of the perfection that we lost in the fall of humanity into sin. In the midst of the demands of the law, Jesus shows us that our hope is found in being sons of the Father. To be that, we find ourselves clinging to the everlasting Son of the eternal Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Jesus' radical demands bring us to look to Jesus himself as our radical Savior. Jesus, the only one who actually kept all of the aforementioned demands and died for us who did not and could not keep them. Jesus is perfect for us. Perfect in life for us, perfect in his sacrificial death for us, perfect in rising victorious over death and the grave for us, perfect as his Father in heaven is perfect for us. Amen.
We thank Pastor Doug Spittel from First Trinity Lutheran Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for today's meditation on God's Word.